There was a time when many middle-class American homes had a piano. That's been changing for decades, especially with acoustic pianos. Digital piano sales now outnumber those of acoustic pianos 10 to 1. KERA arts reporter Markita Fornoff tells us about how that happened.
Watch this. Here it is. Van Cliburn, Chopin Ballade No. 3 in 1959.
John Suter is showing off the Steinway Spirio grand piano in his Fort Worth home. It's a souped-up acoustic player piano.
There's a computer built into the board, and it's connected to the Steinway server in New York. So I have access to what anything Steinway has.
Including Bruce Springsteen. Suter, an intellectual property lawyer, is one of a dwindling number of Americans buying new pianos. More than half the pianos in the world were once made in the United States, but that was back in 1896.
Most people around the 50s, 60s, having a piano in the home was super common. Everybody did it. It was like a primary source of entertainment.
That's Hannah Beckett. She's a piano technician, and she publishes a consumer guide called the Piano Buyer Press.
Around the 70s and 80s, that started to change.
Radio, TV, and electronic keyboards all chipped away at the piano's foothold. Last year, fewer than 18,000 acoustic pianos were sold in the U.S., compared to 188,000 digital pianos. So, who's buying acoustic pianos? Professional musicians, concert halls, and music schools. Carol Leone is chair of piano studies at Southern Methodist University. That's her playing the piano. She says Americans are still studying piano, but in smaller numbers.
Parents of American students believe that music is not going to be a lucrative profession for their children. And therefore, even though they might advocate for them to study the piano, it's seen as a supplement to their education.
And often, when kids' interests shift, they sell their pianos. Eleonora Grachowska grew up playing the piano in Ukraine. She lives in North Texas now and purchased a piano 10 years ago for her daughter.
When we reached out to a piano teacher, she said that she would not accept us as students if we only have keyboard.
Now, Grachowska is trying to sell her Yamaha Baby Grand on Facebook Marketplace.
This piano was, since then, the most expensive piece of furniture in my house. And now, since she moved to college, I decided I was going to sell it.
It's hard to track how many instruments are changing hands via secondary sales. But these exchanges keep Diane Bolton busy. She and her husband, Gordon, own Piano Movers of Texas. The company moves about 1,600 pianos a year. Most are family heirlooms. Clients might be downsizing their home, upgrading their instrument, or storing it temporarily. Whatever the reason, moving a piano can be emotional.
Pianos are more than instruments. They're family members and their memories.
Suter agrees. Yes, he bought that fancy new Spirio, but he also kept the 1922 Steinway that he and his siblings took lessons on as kids. For NPR News, I'm Markita Fornoff in Dallas.